Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Always impressed, the Padres dedicated to keeping Petco Park looking, I always like to say brand new, but it's always better than new, actually. It's a much better ballpark than it was when it opened 20 years ago. Anyone disagree with that statement?
I mean, it's improved dramatically since I've been here for 15 years.
It's weird to look at pictures from like 2007 and see like the old bore with the just yellow lights or whatever. It just looks so weird. And I'm sure it was state of the art then.
Oh, yeah.
It looked great. But to compare it now to 2005 or whatever.
I mean, I'm looking at these renovations that are going down. It looks phenomenal. Phenomenal. And I'll say this. I guess I didn't think about I go to the team store a lot. A lot. Yeah, almost every
more home. Than most people I know.
Correct. And it's mostly against my will with my wife. She drags me there and has spent the gross national product of some small countries at that team store. It's like she can't get enough merch. And I'm like, you have so much merch. You can't wear 14 jackets. And but she takes me to the team store. And I'm always like, oh, cool, it's a team store. But when I saw the renovation of it, I instantly realized, oh yeah, you probably did need a little freshening up.
Well, when they first designed it, you know, it was probably with the thought that there'll be four people in there at any one moment.
Right.
And, you know, hopefully they'll sell one or two hats a day.
I mean,
now you walk
like
into the game day and there are 800 people in the team store and the line is like Disneyland for Pirates of the Caribbean.
It's crazy.
To check out and buy Padres merchandise. I don't think they could have anticipated that when they designed the ballpark that the Padres would be as popular as they are today. So here are some of the details that the Padres announced this morning about what they're going to redo with the Western Metal Supply Company, the rooftop. They're going to upgrade with a 4,000-square-foot raised deck, new and improved sight lines to help watch the game, plus two new video boards, 16 feet by 9 feet, so you can watch the action up there even if you can't quite see over the, you know, the edge. You don't get a space right on the edge. You'll still be able to watch the game. Plus, and I don't quite get this one yet, a new feature wall on the field-facing side, which will light up, including the night sky, for celebratory moments. I parse those words. I'm not sure they totally make sense to me, but
say it again.
All right. There will be a new feature wall on the field-facing side.
Okay.
Which will light up, including the night sky, for celebratory moments.
Light up.
I think that's, if you're watching us on YouTube right now, I think that's the graphic that I'm showing right now, that SD that lights up, that's facing the field, right?
Ooh,
okay. All right.
Yes.
So, so the top wall, not the entire facing of the building with the bricks, but a wall right at the top where like the like where they sell the beer up there and then facing the field will then light up. I don't know what including the night sky means. You can't make the night sky light up, can you?
Fireworks.
Well, that's true. Yeah, I guess you can light up the night sky in that way. For celebratory moments, I would think home runs and wins would be the celebratory moments. And then there's going to be a redo of the Budweiser loft as well, and the foul pole suite adjacent to the Budweiser loft, an entertainment suite, and, of course, the Padres' new era team store renovations as well, all inside the Western Metal Supply Company.
Nice. Okay.
So those are some of the announcements made by the Padres today. And you think about, again, I always like to compare it to Chase Field. Chase Field is literally, what, 4 years older than Petco Park, and they're ready to take a wrecking ball.
It's a dump, man. Yeah, not a great experience.
And Petco Park is better than it's ever been and continues to get better every single season.
Yeah, and so you know that the questions are going to come, right, about money.
Like, how do you pay for it?
Well, not so much how do you pay for it, but does this preclude you from spending? And I would say it's probably different buckets. Yes?
I would say so as well. Yeah. This definitely doesn't apply to, like, the luxury tax threshold.
Correct.
For your roster.
Correct.
This is something that they are very committed.
This isn't going to stop
committed
them
to doing.
From getting your two key off-season targets of Lance Lynn and Hyesung Kim, correct?
Correct.
Okay, good.
Not key targets. Under the radar targets.
No, the guys that could help us.
There's a difference.
Your two picks to click of Lance Lynn and Hyesung Kim. Yeah?
All right, Paulie, it's your turn now.
Take us away, Paulie.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report. With Paul Reindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
Paulie, I'm so glad that you have this segment to scratch your hosting and creative itch that you have. So take it away.
You mean I can talk?
Yes, you're allowed to talk. Isn't this great?
This is awesome, and I don't have to come back in the afternoon. How about that?
Scratch away, buddy.
All right, we will start off in Major League Baseball. Some breaking news just in the last few minutes. Everybody's been concerned about the Tampa Bay Rays. Where are they going to play in 2025? Of course, I guess if you don't know or forgot, the Tropicana Stadium has been completely torn apart by the hurricane a few weeks back. The roof was just completely ripped off, basically. It was like a, for lack of a better term, tough tarp type of thing.
Yeah.
And it was completely ripped off, ripped to shreds. Pieces were found all over the stadium. And the repairs were like over $50
million. 55.
Yeah, $55 million. They're planning to move in 2026.
Well, they're building the stadium. It's going to be ready in 2028.
2028.
Yeah. Oh.
So they're like, oh, you don't want to spend $50, $60 million for a temporary fix. So where are the Rays going to play? And it has just been announced here in the last few minutes that they are going to be playing at least the 2025 season at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. That is the spring training complex at home.
Yes, you nailed it.
The Kansas City
Royals. Yeah. No.
Yeah, the New York Yankees. Asked and answered. They said that the Trop will be replayable again in 2026. So they're going to play
one year. So they are going to spend the money to fix it for 2 years and then move out of the place. See, I wouldn't do that.
We're just going to stay here at Steinbrenner Field
for 3 years. Well, there's already one American League team playing in a minor league ballpark for the next 3 years. Why not make it two at the same time?
Such an allure to a potential free agent as well. If you're the GM of the Rays right now, today, are you like, I'm going on vacation. I'm like, there's no need for me to do anything.
A's, Rays, poverty franchises in the American League. Now, Padres, I believe, don't go to Tampa Bay this year.
They went to Sacramento, I believe.
They do go to Sacramento. They don't go to Tampa, so Tampa comes to Petco Park, so they won't have to play at Steinbrenner Field. They will play at the Sacramento ballpark against AF. Early in the season, right? It's the first month. I think they're going up there one of the first series. Yeah.
But, I mean, look, this seems like the best case scenario for them.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
I mean, I'm sure it's a nice complex. I'm sure it'll be fine. And I know it's low hanging fruit, but I don't think attendance is going to, you know, be an issue.
It's fair, actually. You might actually do better.
Like, I have no idea how much, like, the Peoria Sports Complex holds. 10,000?
About 10,000.
Is that right? That much?
Well, if you pack the berms on the lawn,
yeah, that's true.
I don't think there's 10,000 seats, but
So if you figured it's anything similar to that in Tampa, I think they'll be okay.
They Steinbrenner Field has an 11,026 seat capacity. That's way better than the Rays do. Way better.
Generally.
It shouldn't be too hard to get tickets still.
Yeah.
At that capacity.
Yeah.
How far is it away from Tampa?
Outdoors, like, too.
It says it's in Tampa.
It's actually in Tampa.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's, there you go.
Keep everything close. All right, over to the NFL and sports media. John Gruden is back.
Got a new gig.
Kind of. He's back in the limelight, at least. He has signed a multi-year deal, reportedly, with Barstool Sports. John Gruden, of course, everybody knows the Gruden name, but yeah, he's been kind of laying low for the last few years after the scandal he was involved in, or not involved in, but responsible for. He has nobody to blame but himself. That got leaked out from his computer and his accounts with full of racist, homophobic comments. It was not good. He is still in the process of suing the NFL. Now, Boomer Esiason on his show in New York, I guess, today, Thursday, so yesterday morning, said he thinks sooner rather than later, John Gruden will be back on an NFL sideline. He really wants to get back. I don't know if that, that would have to require dropping your lawsuit against the
Correct.
NFL.
And quitting your Barstool job.
Yeah. But as of now, he's got the Barstool gig, still trying to sue the NFL. I don't know what grounds he has. Like, he clearly did what he's accused of.
That's fair.
But, yeah, John Gruden trying to get back. I know he's been, like, doing, like, weird TikToks recently.
Don't you do a good John Gruden impression, Pauly?
Probably. Yeah, I used to.
It's been a while since you broke that one out.
Maybe you save it for your Friday night show.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man.
Could have done, just done 4 hours of John Gruden.
No, just be. That's all I can say.
Yeah,
that's all he says.
Yeah, do it again. Yeah, tell you what.
Hey, I'll tell you what, man.
It's perfect.
I would say
play some pigskin.
John Gruden's best argument for getting back into the NFL is always the worst argument for someone who has been accused or shown to be, you know, less than a, you know, savory human being.
Right.
That he says, I mean, I'm not saying anything that 1,000 other people in the
sure.
NFL aren't already doing. They just haven't been exposed doing it, which is true, I'm
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
But it's not a really great argument, you know, well, I mean, just be better.
Is the way back to the NFL, though, joining the famous NFL agitators Barstool and Dave Portnoy? You know what I mean? Like, it's. I would imagine he's going to make some decent money there.
Sure.
But
they haven't really defined what he's going to do.
Yeah. But, like, Goodell and Portnoy are vicious rivals, and yeah, that'll be interesting to see what they do.
Boomer Esiason, his quote was, I can confirm that he definitely wants to get back in,
sure.
100%. I can also confirm, and I believe this to be true, this is my opinion after speaking to at least two different people involved in coaching searches and things of that nature, that there are teams interested in him, and if it's not this year, it's next year. He's coming back. He's definitely coming back. That was Boomer Esiason.
Wow.
So we'll see. I don't know that that's the NFL. I was going to say, I don't know that you can take the risk of bringing in John Gruden, but it's the NFL.
It's the NFL, yeah.
They don't care. All right, and then finally, I saw this last night, heard this last night before bed, and thought, that's enough internet for me.
More Hawk Tua?
No, but it's cringe audio for sure. I say it's cringe. It is cringe audio. The story behind it, it's kind of sweet. Mark Zuckerberg has a new song out with T-Pain.
Okay.
They're going under the label of Z-Pain. And when I saw
off the ride soon.
Dude. When I saw Mark Zuckerberg has a cover of Lil Jon and the East Side Boys' Get Low.
Get Low.
I go, oh, no. Yeah.
You've done it. You've rapped it before.
I couldn't find it, but I'm almost certain.
To the window, to the wall.
You know the song.
To the sweat drip down.
So Mark Zuckerberg.
What was that hand motion you just did?
Down below.
Wow.
That was weird. Mark Zuckerberg, obviously, he's got enough money to make anything happen that he wants to. So he got in the studio with T-Pain. recorded a cover of Get Low. And the reason he did Get Low, of all songs, it was a gift to his wife.
Okay.
Priscilla Chan, I believe is her name. And it was a gift to her because he said, happy date-iversary, babe. On their first date, wherever they were, that song, Lil Jon and the East Side Boys, was playing. So it's kind of a thing in, you know, between them, a little inside joke, that they, that is their song or whatever. So he got with T-Pain and recorded the censored version that I have for you here of Get Low.
Okay.
This is Z-Pain.
Acoustic.
Six, nine, damn, you're fine. Hoping you can sock it to me, baby, one more time. Get low, get low, get low, get low. Get low, get low, get low. Get low, get low, get low, get low. From the windows.
All right, no, it's terrible.
To the wall.
I'll just wait.
Till sweat drops down my face, till all these so fresh, so clean. Can't you f- that question's been harassing me in the mind.
Never heard this anyone sound so more white than
I've
that.
I've come to this
ever.
Club about 50-11 times. Can I play with your panty line? Club owner said I need to calm down. Security guard is sweating me now. I got drunk and a mother f- threatened me now. 369. Damn.
So by most estimates, this is the third richest person on planet Earth.
Yeah.
Worth over $200 billion. And he put a lot of that into trying to make that sound as good as possible, I think.
Yeah, he did. He's it's funny. I was when I was in on my Hawaiian vacation last year, he has bought up a huge, huge chunk of Kauai. And at, my father-in-law was showing me like all the area that he bought. And apparently he's doing like really good stuff over there to like help a ton of people and like to conserve the land. I was like, oh, that's at least good to hear.
I mean, if you're not, if you've got $200 billion and you're not doing some good stuff, then you're the worst person.
Well,
ever.
I mean, think about it though. Like, think about if you bought up some part of Kauai and you're like, you're just gonna rip this all down and build a giant, you know, amusement park. Like, no, dude. No.
Zuck world.
Yeah, Zuck world. You're like, no, man. Well, and as I told you, in Kauai, if they didn't like it, they would just burn it down.
Yeah.
That's what they do. If you built something they don't like, they literally just put light it on fire.
I done come to this club about 50-11 times. Can I play with your panty line?
That is something else. That is something.
All I can think of now is Mark Zuckerberg. Welcome to Jurassic
Park. Yeah, Jurassic Park. I mean, truly. Now, again, that could change, you know, certainly. But, yeah, that was terrible. It was terrible.
$200 billion.
Too much money, man. It's too much.
You know what?
I am
a capitalist, but I do feel like there are a few people on Earth who have too much money.
How do you manage that?
You don't.
You don't. Interesting. Thank you, Paulie. Appreciate it. Great job.
Hey, thanks.
You should be a host.
How much money do you think is enough money?
$3 million. $3 million.
Okay, no, I think that's not quite enough.
No, like $3 million liquid in the bank. $3 million is all you need.
Well, that's enough for you, but
my family.
You want to take care of, you know, your kids and your kids' kids.
They can work, dude. Go work.
But Mark Zuckerberg can literally take care of everyone's kids.
Everyone's kids.
Enough in what sense? Like to never have to work a day in your life and live a long, healthy life.
If I had $3 million in the bank today, I would never see you guys.
For you,
for me. That's all I need.
I think that you would spend that naturally before you quicker than you think.
I think that's
alone
not enough.
Would be fine.
No, I think you'd need more.
I was thinking like 10.
10? Jeez, you guys have caviar tastes.
No, I don't. I really don't think so. I mean, imagine. All right, let's say you're making $100,000 a year,
okay,
which is a good salary. So that's 10 years, you'd make $1 million. 30 years, you'd make $3 million. So you figure like you need, and you know, things are only going to get more expensive. So if you want to live basically the lifestyle of someone who makes $100,000 a year for 30 years, you're going to need more than $3 million.
Yeah.
Simple man. I don't know what to tell you. I don't have a lot of interests other than like vinyl. I'm not going to spend all that money on vinyl. You know?
No, but you pay like $700 for your cable bill every month.
Yeah, I do. It's gone up too recently. I had to get on the phone with them. Whittle it down. How much do you need?
To it's done. I'm retired. I feel good about everything.
Five, 10?
I think closer to 10.
$10 million you need to retire.
Wow. At least in California, yeah.
Well, at this age, I mean, obviously if you're older, you probably don't need quite as much, hopefully.
To just live a normal life but not work, you still got to pay.
Let's say you cleared $3 million. You cleared it after taxes. You got, you're good.
So there's no taxes owed on the three. It would go a little further.
You're net three,
I mean, have you already paid for your house and everything?
Yeah, house is paid off.
All right, then you probably could
100%
feel pretty comfortable there. If it's all just,
cash.
Adam says in the chat, there are people in California here that make $100,000 a year and are still struggling.
Oh, absolutely.
I promise
absolutely.
You,
absolutely. With the cost of everything, rent, or mortgages, cars, gas, of course, you're not living a freewheeling.
It's a hell of a lot of money up front, and it is a lot of money. It doesn't just sound like a lot. It is, but to spend that over 30, 40
Zach
years?
Yeah, Zach says $3 mil a year, $3 mil
not
in the bank.
A year.
Or, no, $3 mil earns $120K a year sitting in HSA. I don't know what that is. Something savings account. What does H mean?
You gotta dip into it if you're not working, if you're just
120K.
Rent, your loan, loans, whatever.
You got 120K that you're
that's
making
pretty
off
good
interest.
There.
That's good. Yeah, you got a house.
You've already got your house.
Yeah.
All right. No, that makes sense.
Yeah. I yield savings, of course. Obviously.
Wouldn't that be HYS?
Zach hit me up. Yeah.
I just need the $3 million.
Health savings account.
We're ready to go.
All right.
Health savings account. Yeah. So what you used to pay your doctor.
$120K.
I thought you could only pay your doctor with that. I'm confused now. Maybe Mark,
$10 million
maybe
is
Mark
a lot
Zuckerberg
of money.
Would like to fund our experiment to see how much it would take for us all to just retire now.
I don't need a lot. I really don't.
Football threesome is coming up.
Love a good threesome.
I have a question for you guys. Am I just a Charger hater?
Yeah, you are.
Or am I actually perceptive that they're not as good as people are saying?
I think you're a hater.
We'll get to that next after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can Ben and Woods interest you in a threesome?
A threesome would be fun.
Oh, not that kind of threesome.
Dang it!
We're talking end-arounds, the best tight ends in the world.
He must work out.
And going all the way in this game of inches.
Nice.
It's the NFL Threesome with Ben and Woods. Brought to you by Hamul Casino. Fun above all else on 97.3 The Fan.
Personal file, 69, offense. He was giving them the business.
And we will start our NFL Threesome, as we do each week, with a look ahead to tonight's matchup here on 97.3 The Fan. It's a pretty good one.
Yeah, buddy.
NFC East first place on the line as the Washington Commanders at 7-3 visit the Philadelphia Eagles at 7-2. First of two meetings between the two teams. They will meet again just before Christmas, but the winner is now in control in the division because obviously the Cowboys and Giants are non-factors. So
correct.
It's going to be one of these two teams that wins the NFC East, and the winner of tonight's game has a real leg up in that chase.
Yeah, it'd be my first time sitting down watching Jaden Daniels tonight. I've seen, highlights and this and that.
Fun
and
to watch.
Fun to watch, right? And Jalen Hurts is actually, he's my fantasy quarterback, so he's actually been doing pretty good. That's two really good tough teams. I'm excited to watch this game tonight.
They lost last week. Commanders, though, still, I think, one of the good, interesting stories in football this year. Saw something with the Eagles. So they're 7-2. They're the Eagles. They've had a lot of success recently. And I think I saw someone tweet, it seems like everybody but Eagles fans feel like the Eagles are Super Bowl contenders.
It's so
but
true.
Eagles fans are not all that enthused and confident about this year's version of the team. Every story I see is like Nick Sirianni's an idiot, doesn't know what he's doing.
Hot seat, right,
yeah. They're 7-2, so he must be doing something right. I guess we'll see a more of an up-close version of it tonight.
Yeah, I see the same sentiment from Eagles fans. You would think that they've won one game this year, honestly, every time I see them tweeting.
Part two of our football threesome, best matchup of the week.
I mean, we're probably going to all agree on
this one. Well, there's two choices, I think, on Sundays. There's a morning choice and an afternoon choice. In the morning, Ravens-Steelers is an outstanding matchup.
Yep.
That's true.
A rivalry. I had not realized, I read this yesterday, that Lamar Jackson does not play well against the Steelers. He's 1-3, tends to struggle, and that game is on the road, and obviously both of those teams, division rivals and fighting for first place in the AFC North.
Baltimore is favored in that game.
They are,
but keep in mind, yeah, Jackson has not been at his best against the Steelers, even though he's been a two-time MVP. So that's your morning game, and then obviously the afternoon 1:25 game. Chiefs and Bills is
phenomenal
always
game.
Seems like they play epic contests.
I was Googled this morning to check out against the spread, like what teams perform best against the spread. And one of tonight's participants, the Washington Commanders, they are the best in the NFL against the spread. Pittsburgh tied with them for first place against the spread. And Pittsburgh's going to be, as you said, favored by 3 points, I believe, is what I have.
Baltimore favored.
Baltimore favored by 3. Yes. Baltimore -3. Pittsburgh +3. So, but against the spread, take Pittsburgh in the points. Yeah.
Is that your pick?
No.
Because that's part 3 of our football
threesome.
That's
not my pick. I'm just telling you.
That's an intriguing
game. You could pick that.
But what is your actual pick then this week?
It's a great question. Why don't you come back to me?
All right. I will start then. And this is why.
Oh, I know where he's going here. Oh, boy.
So, there's been a lot of hype surrounding.
There's been a lot of hype.
Jim Harbaugh and the 6-3 Los Angeles Chargers.
I think for good reason.
I don't think for good reason. Mm. Did you know that 5 of those 6 wins have come against 2 or 3 win teams? If they weren't 6-3, it would be actually a real problem at this point. It would show something is going wrong with the Los Angeles Chargers. Their only even semi-decent win is over the Broncos, a very mediocre Broncos team. But every other win is against the dregs of football. So they've gotten... I mean, they haven't lost a game that they shouldn't have lost, but let me know when they actually like win an impressive game.
Whoa.
So my pick for the Sunday night matchup was actually flexed into the Sunday night matchup. Give me the Bengals getting 1.5 points. They will be playing in front of a very pro-Bengals crowd in Los Angeles, as every road team does at SoFi Stadium. So that's not a disadvantage. I don't know. I'm getting points. I will take Joe Burrow and the Bengals and prove to me, Jim Harbaugh, that you can actually beat. And not that the Bengals are that good. They've got a losing record as well, but I think they might be the best that the Chargers have faced in a while.
I like the Chiefs-Bills matchup, obviously, is a really intriguing one. And the line is the Chiefs are +2. And it's one of those deals, it's like, Patrick, you're giving... And I know they have not been the most prolific offense this year. But anytime you can get the Chiefs and the refs and the points, you take it every single time. And if I lose... Okay, so be it. I still think it was a smart bet.
Do you get the refs on the road, or do they only get them at home? I don't know.
From what I understand, according to my Twitter feed, it's every single game. So I'll take the Chiefs plus those 2 points.
I would have probably taken Buffalo at home, because the Chiefs, they have looked so
beatable.
They're
due to lose, aren't they?
They are due to lose.
I kind of agree with Paulie.
Do we think Josh Allen's not going to throw 3 picks that game?
At this point, I probably expect the Chiefs to win another Super Bowl. They'll turn it on when it matters in January. But up until this point, they're 8-0, 9-0, whatever they are.
9-0, yeah.
The games that I've watched, I'm like, they have just barely skated by to stay undefeated. I think Buffalo gets them this week. The only other matchup that I would look at betting-wise is the Jets are hosting the Colts, and the Colts are making another quarterback change. They're going back to Richardson now. The Jets are favored by 4 points, and they're just a bad bad football team.
I won big last week. I told you. Why are the Cardinals getting any points against the Jets? That's insane. And it was. The Cardinals won, what was the final, 30?
They crushed them.
31-6.
Yeah, you won that bet.
I won that one easily.
I think my Lions did not cover. They won the game, but they did not
only
cover.
Only by three.
Yeah,
the Texans.
6.5 was the pick.
And I'm watching. I'm looking at this. The roster that the Jets have, they have Aaron Rodgers, who even at his age, he's at least at one point was one of the greatest to ever spin a football. And I'm like, you think they're going to get back on track at some point.
And they just seemingly don't.
You know, Devontae Adams is going to mesh well with that offense at some point. They just haven't done it. And they look like a, not even, like, they're just not, they haven't gelled yet. They just look like a bad football
team. So Aaron Rodgers said yesterday when he was asked, is he going to play again in 2026? He said, I think so. If you're a Jets fan, is that good news
25.
Or bad news? I mean, in 2025. Yeah. I think so. Is that good or bad news?
Well, they will. I think the Jets fans that I know will still tell you, like, he's the truth, and they're still so excited to have
him.
He's
like 26th in quarterback rating or whatever this year. He's not having a good season.
Yeah.
You can't just blame the rest of the Jets
You fired the coach.
On the struggles. You fired the coach. Yep. You spent money to put pieces around Aaron Rodgers.
Correct.
Fall time comes for everybody.
He hasn't been good. He's not the only guy who hasn't been good, but he hasn't been good. You got a good running back, Breece Hall's.
Yeah, very good.
A good running back. You're paying, you know, a good defense, a good offensive line. They're not performing, though. What is wrong with the Jets? And is it Aaron Rodgers? Now, they actually have an option. It's like $30 million or something to bring him back. They don't have to bring him back if they don't want to. Even if he wants to come back, they can just say, no, thank you. Goodbye, Aaron Rodgers. And I think that's an actual dilemma for the Jets this offseason.
Yeah, as do I. But, I mean, I feel like they'll want to run it back one more time. The promise of Aaron Rodgers' greatness, it's just not there right now.
All right, that's our football threesome. We will come back, finish up, get back to maybe a little more Padres talk. We had some early discussions about Roky Sasaki and some new thoughts on where he might land. We can bring some of that back. And I didn't get any of your under-the-radar free agent picks. Maybe mine are so out there that there's really no point
in trying to... I'm kind of scared to do them now.
No point in trying to dig deeper than I've already dug this morning. But we can wrap up with some Padres talk and more. Final segment of Ben and Woods coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan.
You're not rattled, are you, right now?
I'm not rattled in the sense that you're not, there's no revelation here that I don't already know.
Right.
What was it? Chris in the chat said a fun bit would be to phone Shelley, my wife, get the truth about Ben's listening skills. The truth is they're horrible. I am not good at least processing what I'm listening to. I can listen. I'm curious. I don't feel like, it's not like I think I have all the answers and I don't care what other people have to say. That's not it. But clearly, you can talk to me, and I will miss half of what you're saying.
Literally. Half.
I will.
Half.
And I don't know why. It's, you know, like the first thing you say, I will, like, listen to that. And
you
then I'll start
that.
Thinking about it.
Okay.
And then I'll miss everything else. Like, I just go right to processing what I'm hearing.
You want to do, like, process and then response.
Right.
We go to marriage counseling every 2 weeks, and it's part of the thing in there. Hannah's the same way as you. So I have one at work, and I have one at home. And you might tend to see me get very boisterous and loud. Sometimes I even stand up in the morning when before the show starts. It's because I'm never heard. No one ever hears me. So that's why I raise my voice. That's why I'm passionate, and because no one hears me. My work husband doesn't hear me. My real wife doesn't hear me. And I talk to her, and I'm like, I'm talking to a blank wall.
We both care about you, though.
Of course. And I know you do, both of you, 100%. But it's the reason for my behavior is I'm never heard or seen. And so it's like a big, big thing. So I said it last time. I was like, I get it at work. I get it at home. I said, Paulie's a great listener. Paulie, I vent to Paulie all the time. He's a great listener. He's great.
But not always while the headphones are on, though, and he's working on something.
Right.
That's the thing.
That's he's working.
He's multitasking. Not usually venting to me when I'm working.
That's true.
I'm not a good multitasker.
No,
I know
not
that.
At all.
I have a one-track mind.
Yes.
And it can do...
Boobs.
Actually, it's rare research.
See?
But
if
booty,
I'm like
booty,
thinking
booty,
about,
booty, rocking right, what, everywhere,
what am I going to tease for this next segment or whatever?
Correct.
All of a sudden, I can't listen to you anymore.
Do you think,
What's my next question going to be if we're doing an interview? Like, okay, this would be an interesting question. But as soon as I start thinking about that, the listening goes out the window.
So, yeah, it's like Satan's Blowfish says, it's not that surprising that a man who is paid to talk is constantly focused on what he's going to say. So oftentimes we'll be talking and I'll be looking at you in the eye like this, and I see the glaze go over your face and eyes, and I see your cues are, I'm done listening. I'm ready to not talk and prove you wrong, but it's more of like, I've got to get this liner out, or I've got to get this order of business. Now, it comes with the territory of being like the driver of the show, and it's hard. That's, which is why when I have to drive, I'm horrible at it. I don't remember when traffic is. I don't remember what liners to read. I'm not
good at that. But you are also in the moment, and you are present.
Yes.
But you miss all the things that you're supposed to do, because if you are in the moment and present, like, I'll lose what I was going to say.
Correct.
I'll lose what I was supposed to do next if I'm listening completely to what you're saying.
I've told my wife before, too. You know, I do this thing now with her. If she's talking to me, I'll say, do you want a solution or do you want an ear?
Oh,
right? You want an ear?
It's two very different things.
Yeah. You want an ear or do you want a solution? And she'll tell me, and I'll say, okay. And then I'll listen, then I'll say, all right, what I would do is blank. You know, make that phone call, whatever. Or sometimes I just sit and go, oh, really? No kidding. Oh, that is, you know, I say it all the time. I need to be, it's a crass term, but I need to be neck effed. Where you just, yeah, oh, I know, what's he? That's crazy. Yeah, he is a jerk. No kidding, right? Not always solving.
Very good at that.
Yeah, yeah. Paulie's an elite neck effer. Elite. He just goes, yeah, no, no, totally. Benny, you're more contrarian, like giving me the other side. And so I will often say, I don't want to debate. I'm not trying to debate you. I just want to get this off my chest and let me move on with my day. And you and Hannah are both, you want to solve it. And then you look at me and you're like, oh, he's worked up. Let me try to tamp the flame down a little bit. It doesn't work with people like me. So you have to neck F me. You have to go, yeah, 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 okay.
Chris says Ben likes being right, not learning.
Everyone likes
being right to a certain extent, but
sure.
I love learning about things. I'm a very curious person, and
very.
I'm open-minded as well. Most people get pretty stuck in their opinions. I will change my mind.
If you
present a good argument, I am more than happy to change my mind on something.
I got some tips for you. You ready?
Okay.
All right, pull these off the internet so you know they're good. To become a better active listener, you can give your full attention. Okay? Show your listening. Body language, nodding, practice. Nodding, smiling,
okay.
smile, and lean in, okay? Nodding, he's way close to me right now. Leaning in and smiling. Maintain eye contact for 50 to 70% of the time.
This all feels like making it look like you're a good listener, though.
I feel the same way.
I don't know how that's actually helping me listen at all.
Ask open-ended questions.
Now all I'm thinking about is smiling, and I'm really not hearing what you're saying.
Not
smiling and nodding. I have no idea what you're saying. I'm just smiling and nodding.
You look like a psychopath.
Yeah, he's just leaning in, nodding, smiling. Him rolling his chair over close to me would freak me out so bad in the morning.
I'm listening.
Oh, my stomach hurts so bad. I wish there was some sort of like test or something that we could take, or like some sort of seminar. Paulie's wife said this in the chat, and I tend to agree. I mean, you've probably never been diagnosed with ADHD, but I'm sure you have a little bit of it. I feel like we all do.
I don't know, like, technically what that really entails, but I can also get very focused.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and be undistractable.
I think it's like a little too focused.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
It's almost the opposite track mind. Like, I'm going to say this next
yes.
thought no matter what, and I'm actually going to just talk right over Sal Palantonio
right.
before I forget this thought.
Right.
Now, I can focus through a million distractions on one thing and one thing only sometimes. I don't know if that's ADHD or the opposite of it, like too focused.
Well, and one thing, and that's what I've tried to do with us and you and in here, is sometimes you just got to let it go, and you don't have to smile and nod at me. It's actually the worst thing ever. Please, I'd rather you frown and shake your head side to side than smile and nod at me. Be a little bit more present in the moment, and you don't always have to get back to, you know, what the Padres or whatever it is. You know what I mean? Like, riffing is such a big, it's a learned skill. And when it's done right, it's the best radio you can do. But like our conversations as friends outside of here, they're fine. I mean, it's on, what I'm talking about, it really is on air, you know, and, but outside, you know, the light turns off. You're just a normal guy. I mean, on air.
I don't really think that's true, but thank you.
No, it's true. It's true. It's true. Now, see, Paulie's giving you the traffic sign. Look at you. You let it go for so long. It's great. That's great.
I'm processing
it.
And now we'll throw to traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Look at you. Don't spin yourself out.
No, it's too late.
No, don't spin yourself out. Don't beat yourself up about this.
Yeah, I will also find
I love it about you sometimes.
If I am, if I'm focused on something, if I'm reading something or I'm watching something or I'm listening to something else, and someone will come in the room, my wife or my son, and they will start talking to me. I won't even realize they've started talking until like 20 or 30 seconds in, and I'll go, oh, wait, are you talking to me?
Talking to me?
And I've already missed, you know, the conversation. Like, oh, I guess
and
I was supposed
to be. And that's
frustrating. Yeah, it's frustrating to everybody, obviously.
Yeah.
Because I'm expected to have known what they were talking about. And I didn't even realize that I was in a conversation to begin with.
Have you tried smiling and nodding when they walk in a room? Just immediately start smiling,
you know, and
nodding.
It shouldn't have to be on the other person to go, okay, I need your attention now. Like, this is the time for you to, okay, do I have your attention now? Once you have it, you have it.
You have it
entirely, 100%.
Megan
getting
says,
it is tough.
Megan says, poor Paul's such a good listener. He listens to me repeat stories over and over again. Paulie really isn't. He's in the elite. I recommend you calling him also once a day to get whatever you need off your chest. Even if it's about me, I don't care. Call Paulie to vent. He's such a good listener.
I just need Paulie to listen to other people for me if he's such a good listener.
Oh, okay.
Like, I could hire him. He's my listener.
Your liaison.
Yeah.
Your listening liaison.
My professional listener
I like
that I have. Are we done?
We are done.
Just starts calling me, and then I relay it back to you.
All right, good show today. We will wrap things up on a Friday tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Annie and Elston coming up next.
Paul, you'll be here tomorrow, yeah?
Woodsy,
okay, I'll be here.
I'm Ben. Right. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.